since Art After Five started more than a decade ago, the role of the museum as a venue for music has become more important for the audience and for the musicians. Has Art After Five become more important to the museum?
I think so. I think the museum, like many museums around the country, have recognized that something as simple as opening during evening hours makes it almost like a hangout for people in the city when they can't come during the day because of work and other responsibilities. So it's really a gathering place for the community and a place to showcase visual art and all types of art, including music.
And particularly since there are less venues for music now than there were 10 or 12 years ago. Most of the jazz clubs have closed, for instance. And it seems that not just at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, but museums generally have taken on that role of becoming jazz clubs where there's no smoke and you can bring your kids.
That's absolutely true. And we hear that from Philadelphia jazz musicians and Philadelphia jazz fans who just say that this is their preferred venue. The audience is so inspired and right. It's a smoke-free and all ages venue. I mean, kids to seniors to everything in between feels really comfortable there.
And a really good acoustic as well.
Excellent acoustic. Yeah. You can't beat the space.
The original intention was, as you say, to show people where the museum was, people who might otherwise not come to the museum. Is that still the goal of these programs?
I think that there's always a dimension of that. I mean, what is so nice about running the program is sometimes hearing feedback from patrons that they came for a particular musician, but they discovered a whole wing of the museum that really excites them, and they feel more comfortable at the museum when they might have perceived the museum to be, you know, somewhere they'd come maybe once a year.
And also you're doing a lot of music programming that's tied into the exhibitions that are on the walls, which is also giving people a way into the visual arts from the performing arts.
That's so true. I mean, we feel like we can use programming to unlock parts of the exhibitions, something as broad as maybe origin. So, for example, with the Leger exhibition, we're taking people to Paris in the 1920s. So really making parts of the exhibition come alive.
There was a little reticence at one point that people were worried that the music would become too important. That's not the case anymore, is it?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's hard to sort of prioritize. The museum has so many interesting and critical programs that we do, lecture series and films. And I think we have found a place for every type of programming that we do. And we see how there's different segments of the audience that come to each of those.
You're employed, though, by the education department.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I think in the education department, we see how, like we were talking about, that the music programming can unlock and inspire people's interest in the visual arts.
When you took this on in 2004, how were you hoping it would develop, and how has the reality been different?
So when the program started in 2001 and then even in 2004, it was originally conceived as sort of an after work happy hour, maybe just a singles thing, maybe just for people in their 20s and 30s. And what we found is that those elements are definitely there, but we also find that, you know, families and seniors and people with very young children happily coexist, and that it's really one of the only places in the city where that happens. So I think we're delighted by that.
And that was an accident? Did you actually sort of target those people, or was it just feel free to come here, it doesn't matter who you are?
I think that the museum is just such a welcoming place, and that there is other aspects of Art After Five besides the music. There's excellent dining provided by Steven Starr. There's free guided tours of the collections. So there's a lot of aspects of the night that will draw in all ages.
Tell me about the artistic parameters for this. I don't know, if you had a show of Gothic art, would we see a Gothic metal band playing there, for instance?
We have done a Gothic program for Halloween. So I feel like one of the most exciting things about this job is really being able to experiment and push the limits. So we've tried all sorts of music. I think we've come back to jazz and world music and some of the other broad exhibition-related themes as something that's always going to be popular, but we will push the envelope and have found great success with that.
atonal music?
Atonal, we've done. We've done even things like Japanese punk bands when we had a Japanese exhibition, and there was an audience for that. So.
And how did the people upstairs feel about Japanese punk rockers in the Philadelphia Museum of Art?
We are open to everything, so we found the artistic quality in that and really celebrated it.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.